whole series of stones where one of the ones was missing, where the stones were either tipped, spun, or just rolled. You could tell they've been flipped over a couple of times. You know, they're like 5-6 feet away, facing the wrong direction, laying down. And I know ice and snow can do some crazy things, but this was really something. Unless I thought there were some that were pretty far away from the road. Maybe it was the plows coming through and just destroying stuff. Maybe that was it, but yeah, there was a section that was looked like it was vandalized, I guess is what I'm coming down to. Anyway, yeah, so that was one experience this weekend which wasn't too cool. Yeah, I don't know if Ross made it in here yet. Make it in here yet, Ross? Well, I can let him know at work or a few of you talk to him first. But yeah, see what else is going on. Did a little web SDR listening. It may have been like Saturday afternoon. I do like listening to those guys at AM. When I see, you can see it in the waterfall right away. You can see their, you know, spectrum signatures. And yeah, it's nice to listen to those guys. And I remember there used to be a guy at the club that was also in favor of AM over sideband, and I can kind of see why, though it does take up quite a bit of bandwidth.
Yeah, that's something, excuse me, that's something I haven't done lately is SDR. I have my computer on. I was doing some computer stuff before you called in, and I have the SDR sharp, and I'm thinking, yeah, I really got to get that hooked up again and listen to it. But I think to make that easier, I need to get a antenna switch so I can switch, you know, from the antenna that I currently have to hook it up to the SDR instead of unhooking it from the radio, hook it up to the other cable. And you know, sometimes that it slows me down, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I can definitely understand that. And when I say I've been listening to SDR, I'm normally like 99 out of 100 times, if not more, lately, listening to web SDR. So I'm listening to receivers that allow multiple users to be logged in and listening at the same time. So I can move around the country, I can move around the globe, depending on where these receivers are. So I can listen to different bands at different times of the day. There's a station out of D.C. that I like to listen to, just because it kind of coincides with my listening times. But, you know, if it's really late here, I can still listen to 160, you know, somewhere else. When it's already gone dead here, or if it's too early for that matter. And then that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I have done some web SDR. I kind of like using the antenna, you know, that you gave me to do it, but I need to get a longer wave antenna up to do that, and hopefully I can do that soon. But yeah, I keep thinking, if I have multiple antennas, where am I going to run these wires, especially if they're outside, and how to get them in? Oh, and when you must have come up centrally, so you must be at PCB, because there was a section when you were talking that had a lot. I could still hear you really clear, don't get me wrong, but there was some noise, and you must have gone past the noisemaker on central.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where I was, but as I was listening to you, I was also hearing the noise, and I normally don't hear it on my node frequency. It must be this frequency. So the frequency I have, the transceiver for the truck node, I don't hear that noise. When I'm on Ross's frequency directly, I hear that noise, which is kind of interesting. I'd be curious if he split off of that frequency. But I think he says it interferes with the was listening to Lancaster Dispatch as well, so I don't know. But yeah, I did hear something as well, because it went through my mind, and I'm like, oh, there's that noise that everyone's talking about that I normally don't hear.
Yeah, I know Jeff has talked about the noisemaker there on Central, and that, so when I was hearing it, I'm going, yeah, I wonder if he's on Central Avenue right now, and it must have been.
Yep, definitely would have made sense, considering I just pulled into my parking space.
PCQ-NVM, and I just pulled onto Central. In fact, going to the roundabout right now.
So, Jeff's coming in. Are you coming in direct on RF today and not through Echolink?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I am 100% on Echolink through my cell phone.
Oh, I actually just checked and it finally connected. It would try to connect and it would disconnect. It would try to connect, but disconnect, and I gave up on it. But somewhere in that conversation, it connected. It's weird. Anyway, I was surprised when I seen Jeff pop in there as well. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Yeah, I was listening, and nothing, and all of a sudden you just jumped in halfway. I caught up halfway through a conversation that you started. So I don't know if it just randomly connected you or what.
I have to talk to Ross. Maybe he reset something before he headed out on his journey this morning.
Well, I'm connected to PCB. I haven't tried to connect to PET at all.
Yeah, that was my exact observation. This morning I was not able to connect into PET. So I figured, okay, I knew his Echolink incoming connections weren't working. I was thinking maybe it wasn't working altogether, so I just chatted with RF right along. And then I noticed it on my phone. It showed, oh, it finally connected. It was a surprise to me as well. Anyway, good morning.
I didn't think we had assigned the parking spots here, but it always seems we park in the same spot all the time.
I used to get up in the second row. The second row of the first row, if that makes sense. And but those days are gone. That would be when I was starting at like 5 in the morning. I'd get the park up there. But any time after 6, I end up in the second row of the second row, again, if that makes sense.
From when I went to the school in Ohio, I found that I could get a padded wrap for my headphones, earmuffs, and then I ended up putting my KC2NVM name tape on the top of that. So that came in yesterday, and it was kind of fun to run around the house with my headphones on.
So you're working a little bit of Echolink while you're at home, or just listening to music?
These are more earmuffs that block out loud noises. I keep calling them earmuffs or headphones, but they're just earmuffs.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. No, I get it.
But I had an external pad wrap around them, and it gave you a spot to put a name tape. So I had name tapes made up with KC2NVM, because it's less letters than my last name, so it kind of looks better.
Well, it's not the same thing. You know, I put my call sign on a lot of the, my radio stuff and some other possessions, and then I think, well, are people going to be smart enough to type that call sign into the internet to, you know, ultimately make that link to me, or will they think, oh, that's some product model number, and apparently there's no identifier on here, nobody's going to connect this item to me, and then it's lost and gone forever. Yeah, that's crossed my mind before, but I still put my call sign on there. I like that.
I like it. If you know, you know. And then otherwise, it's anonymous. But meanwhile, if you type that in, yeah, like, ping, here I am. It gives you everything, like my firstborn, my home address. I think I even have some bank numbers listed to it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'll leave with this thought, you know, thinking about connecting people to call signs. We were listening to the East Coast Reflector, I think it was the East Coast Reflector, or WE2HCast, one of the two the other day, and this call sign, this girl had this call sign, it was like K8VKY, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if her name's Vicky, and I think they called her Vicky, and sometimes when we're cruising along and listening to people, you know, Lynn will be like, oh, I wonder where they're from. I'm like, oh, it's K8, maybe Ohio or something. And she went to look it up, and that call sign was not registered in the QRZ database. I thought that was very interesting. K8VKY. All right, well, I've got 6:45. I'll leave you guys with that. And, I'm going to step on up. KCPCB, I'm clear.
73s, KC2, NVN, clear.
73 to you both. Is KC2PET out there? Yeah, I'm doing it pretty good there, Ross. Are you going past the noisemaker on near Central?
No, I'm on Commerce right now. I'm near the noisemaker. Why do you ask?
On your previous transmission, there was some noise. You know, it didn't block you out by any stretch of imagination, but I could hear it. I heard it earlier when Travis was coming up Central, because he was at that time, he was doing RF, and I could hear it.
Yeah, I don't know why the FCC allows that noisemaker to be such a noisemaker. Just curious, why is Travis going RF? Do you have problems this morning?
Yeah, he said he couldn't connect, and Jeff was saying that he thought he was connected, but he wasn't hearing anything, and then all of a sudden he started hearing a conversation, and Travis said that his suddenly connected to your node.
Starting to wonder if my router is, like, going bad. It's been having issues with it, and just been problem after problem. I think it's starting to go.
How old is your router?
If I had to guess, I would say it's got to be going 7-8 years old.
Yeah, that could be. I know that a few months ago I got an email from whoever my router manufacturer is, and they said that my router was no longer going to be updated, with security features and blah, blah, blah. So I went and bought a new router. But I had that one probably about 5 years, because I remember I bought it during COVID because I had one that went out. I bought that one during COVID. It was about 5 years, and we were seeing some issues where there wasn't some connectivity going on. Since I've got the new one, things seem to be fine.
Maybe it might be time. Go for a power for everything else. Everything seems to be broken in the house, so I might as well let that be broke as well.
Isn't it funny how it seems that when things start to go, they seem to go in bunches?
Yeah, well, first it's my truck, and now it's the router, I think. what's next?
Hopefully nothing. Hopefully nothing. But it always seems like one thing goes, and then another issue pops up, and another issue. Thankfully, things seem to have settled down here at our house. But I've got new hot water tank, new boiler, new dishwasher, new refrigerator, so hopefully new stove. So hopefully nothing breaks.
Yeah, now that you mention refrigerator, ours is getting up there, and so is our washer and dryer. So, yeah, maybe one of those might go next.
Yeah, our washer and dryer have got to be 10 years old. Hopefully they last, a knock on wood, hopefully they last a few more years.
Isn't it funny, though, how stuff used to last, like, 20, 25 years, or sometimes 30, in about issues, and now you're lucky stuff makes it past 10.
Yes. There was a lot of over-engineering way back then. They didn't have the modeling software. They didn't have the reliability testing that they have now. So they did over-engineer it to make sure it lasts. And now they're doing things not necessarily to make them not last, but just to make them cheaper. And if you think make things cheaper, they tend to break sooner.
Well, I definitely know that. There's a lot of stuff that breaks a lot sooner than it should. Yeah, our driver's got squeaking. I gotta take the, I guess they call it the wheel guides on it. I have, every so often I have to take those off and grease those. Think about putting just a regular roller blade or wheels on that. Probably lasts a lot longer.
Yeah, roller blade wheels are pretty good. I don't know how much maintenance you need on them. My son had a desk chair, an office chair, I guess, at college, and he didn't like it. He brought it home one time, and he's been out of college, 16, 17 years now. And it had those dual wheels on it, and I put some rollerblade wheels on it. Oh, my goodness, what a difference.
Yeah, I can use that on my work, my chair at work. Definitely does not, does that wheel too easy. As a matter of fact, for any of them don't. I don't know why they wheel so hard. Well, sometimes they will even lock up and drag a black mark across the floor. You don't want. But, yeah, I would like it to be able to have some wheels that were very easy rolling.
Yeah, if you could get some of these, rollerblade wheels. They're easy to replace on most of those chairs. Nick LaRotta has them, and I think who else might have them? There might be someone else down there in Pressure Design that has them on there. They were cheap. I think I got five wheels for like under $20, and it took me like 3 minutes to replace them.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be nice to have some wheels. I don't know why. I know why. It's so hard to just get normal stuff in the building. And I don't know why it's so hard to get parts and stuff. And that's a daily struggle at work. I wonder why we're always like behind on stuff and everything. I'm like, well, we don't get can't get amplifiers out because we don't have the parts to build them right away. And then there's a waiting period. I don't get it. I don't get what the management side of things is doing nowadays. You probably left at a good time, Brad.
Yeah, I was talking to some people the other day, last Monday, as a matter of fact. That's why I stopped by to drop Travis's equipment off to him. And there were some other people I ended up talking to, and they said the same thing. So must be I left at a good time.
Yeah, but that note, Ken Brad, I got to say 73 to you. Gotta get in there and enjoy the day. You do the same. So KD2DDQ, this is KC2PET. 73 is Brad. Have a good day.
73 is KC2PET. This is KD2DDQ, and we are clear of this channel.